When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10, Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today with Coffee Time family, Randy Wise from the Pioneer Museum, here to talk about the Halloween Night at the Museum happening October 13th and 14th. It'll be here before we know it. A lot of cool things going on this year. But before we talk about that and talk about how Applefest went, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing well, Vince. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful day.
It really is. This is the kind of fall weather I can get behind.
Yep.
It's blue skies, sunny, but then cool out.
Yep.
And
yep.
Appreciate you dealing with station dog Moxie right now. She's always got to make her little appearance here at the beginning of the interviews. But actually, before we talk about Halloween Night at the Museum, let's hear how Applefest went. You were just kind of telling me before the interview started that it was the biggest one yet.
Yeah, we have had, that's been a very popular event. We had over 600 people last year. I think we had pretty close to 800 people this year.
Wow.
We're trying to figure out how we can, we're probably going to add at least an hour to the event at this point. Might even go to 2 days like we do with Halloween, because mm-hmm. it's become a really popular event. Now, you know, so we had all the regular fun stuff. The Apple Cider Press was going great guns, and the applesauce eating contest, we had a lot of kids. We went through 12 gallons of applesauce.
It's a ridiculous amount.
A lot of applesauce that those kids slurped down, yeah. and there were a lot of them. And the horseback rides, we had the crafts, we had the apple history with Jack States, and our newest wrinkle, which was extremely popular, was the apple slingshot.
Yeah, which tell me how that
had
went.
A line all day for people wanting to shoot the apples, and we had some targets downrange, and actually, I was kind of surprised how accurate some people were. I didn't expect anybody to hit any of those targets, because I sure couldn't.
Uh-huh.
But there were some people that did. So
there were some Dennis the Menaces that
training
for this day their whole life.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a fun day. Thanks to everybody that came out, and we'll be doing it again next year. It's, you know, Atlander's history with apples is very important. And we'll be doing Applefest again in 2024, so stay tuned.
Great to hear, though, that it's a thriving event that, if not being the same every year, it's just getting bigger every year.
It is, so. And it, you know, and we keep trying, you know, I try to add something new every year to kind of keep it fresh and keep people interested, but all of our events are so popular, and that's great. I'm glad the community is behind the museum and really, you know, appreciates what we do and comes out and supports us.
100%, and I saw where the slingshot's probably going to be getting some use again for the Halloween Night at the Museum, which once again will be happening two nights this year, correct?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that. It'll be the 13th and the 14th.
13th and 14th. So it's our ninth annual Halloween Night at the Museum, which has, again, grown into this huge, huge event. It's at the point where we have 2 days of that because we just can't, we just have too many people to do it in one night. It starts at 6 o'clock and runs to 9 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday. It's mm-hmm. $5 a head to get in. But once you're in, everything else is free except the slingshot. Now, there is an exception there. So we'll have our marshmallow roast going on. We'll have the popcorn, the hot chocolate, the hot apple cider all brewing. We'll have the National Honor Society high school group's Haunted Maze, which is
nice.
So popular. Those kids put a lot of work in, and it's really fun to go through that. We'll have the something we added last year that we will have back again this year is Central Wyoming College is doing a virtual fear set up in the schoolhouse where you wear the virtual headsets and get to get to experience scary stuff. And so that was very popular last year. So they're adding two units this year. So we have two. We'll have two of them going, which is good because that line got pretty long too.
That's where it's double entertainment because it's entertaining for the person with them on, and then for everyone who gets to watch it.
And then we're going to retrofit our Apple slingshot to a mini pumpkin slingshot. The full-size pumpkins were just a little too much for it. We did try, but it's just not big enough to do that. So maybe next year we'll build an even bigger slingshot for full-size pumpkins, but this year it's going to be the mini pumpkins, which I think is going to be very popular. We're going to charge $3 a shot. And like I say, I think it's going to be popular just like the Apple slingshot was. So that'll be a new wrinkle this year.
Any potential vandals out there that need to get their pumpkin smashing out of the way, this is the way you can legally do it and know that the money's going toward a good cause.
That's right. All of the funds we raise at this event go to support the museum's programs. So the admission fee and then the pumpkin slingshot, that money all goes back into the museum to help us mostly with these events, but it also helps with some exhibits and things like that too. So it's a pretty important part of our year. I do want to emphasize this is a family event. We're not trying to scare people to death. I describe it as slightly spooky. Because it is an all ages event with a focus on younger kids. We'll have our Halloween crafts set up in the picnic pavilion like we did last year, and we invite everybody to come. And if you got a costume, please wear it, because it's nice to see all the little goblins running around.
Just save the more gory things for the pumpkin slingshot.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. but again, it's a fun event. We enjoy doing it every year, and again, there are a lot of people attend, so I would recommend coming early in the evening, although you don't really get the full effect of all the lights and things until it gets dark, because we do have a big light show that goes along with the Halloween event, which we're adding some new stuff to this year, too, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you were even kind of saying before the interview started, you left hanging up lights to come here to do this interview.
Yeah, so. I was over there on a ladder putting up Halloween lights and jumped off, came over here, and I'll be going right back and doing some more. So
right from Apple Fest into Halloween night at the museum, and I'm not even going to bring up the Christmas events. We can talk about that at another time.
Yeah, as a teaser, we are planning a much bigger a much bigger Christmas event this year.
Very cool.
That will involve Christmas lights and the livery stable, and so I think it's going to be a fun event. We've always done a Christmas open house, and that's been a neat event, but this is going to be a little bit bigger and a little more elaborate, but we'll talk more about that once we get closer to that.
Well, please no eggnog slingshots.
my wife suggested we convert it to a snowball slingshot, which I'm not entirely ruling out.
Yeah,
you know, that might work. So we'll see. The slingshot might become a regular at all of our events, although I don't know what we'd shoot at sheep shearing day. Maybe, sheep pellets or something.
This will henceforth be known as the great snowball fight of 2023, and you heard it here where it starts.
That's right. So we'll see. We haven't worked that one out yet, but we've tested the mini pumpkins, and they fly. They do fly. They go a long way. So
well, I'm excited, and hopefully I'll be able to be here for that one. Looking forward to it, getting in the Halloween spirit. Randy, just appreciate you stopping by today, as always.
Vince, thank you so much. And folks, come out and join us for Halloween. It'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.